Thank you. There were two basic kinds of opera written in the 18th century. The opera seria, which was the tragedies and histories, and the opera funnia. The work that we are about to perform, Hansel and Gretel and Ted and Alice, an opera in one unnatural act, Chicoly number 2^(n-1), definitely falls into the opera funnia category, although whether P.D. Cubach intended it to fall in that category is a matter of some conjecture. It was commissioned by the Vienna Opera Company, but P.D. Cubach had written the entire work before he found out that the Vienna Opera Company consisted of Mr. and Mrs. Fritz Vienna and their little boy, Rudy. Since there are 7 different roles in the opera, P.D. Cubach at first gave up all hope of getting a performance, but finally, Herr Vienna persuaded him to make a few revisions so that all the female parts could be sung by Frau Vienna and all the male parts by little Rudy, leaving the father free to play the piano, decked out in his best set of formal attire, the famous Tales of Old Vienna. Moving right along to the plot here. The plot seems complicated at first, but with a little study, it becomes hopelessly confused. The action starts with a quaint old innkeeper. Into his quaint old inn comes the original pain in the neck, Gretel Red Riding Hood, who is hunting for her brother Hansel Hunter, who has disguised himself by donning a wolf's head. After the village idiot passes through, a monk enters, who becomes enamored of Gretel, as is she of him, until the doctor discovers that the monk's habit is actually a disguise. But when Teddy Nice asks him if he has seen Alice, he doesn't make the connection until Gretel finds... No, it's Hansel Hunter who finds out that Alice is... Oh, wait a minute, let me see. And the innkeeper... Are you? Well, I'll tell you, it takes a lot less time to perform the opera than tell you the plot.